Oh, the Zayin of the Aleph?
Top of the
Dab. Oh, wow. Okay, I'm ahead. Most missions say, Shavua She'eni Yoshin, She'eni Medaber, She'eni Mahalech Oser. Okay. Korban Shelo Ochelecha, Ha Korban Shelo Ochelecha, Lo Korban Lo Ochelecha Motor. Morris says, Mani Masnisen, Reb Meir, the Mishnah, what's it called, goes according to Reb Meir, because Reb Meir doesn't make a chilek between Ha Korban and Kik Korban. Right, Rashi Masnisen the Hachalok Tani Dlahavi Mutter Ella Hakorban Shochel, the low Korban Shochel. The Hachi Reb Meir he below Reb Yehuda. Because Reb Yehuda says that what's it called Korban Shocheloch is also awesome. The Reb Yehuda Lo Shani Le Korban Velo Shani Le Hakorban. According to Reb Yehuda, it doesn't make a difference. Say Korban Shalochaloch or Hakorban Shalochaloch. So Ema Seifa La Korban Lo Ocheloch Mutter. Why? Because we don't say mitoch lav ata shomei ahein or mitoch hein ata la shomei alav, right? V'hasnan la korban lo ochelach Reb Meir oser v'omer avava nase ka omer la korban yehei l'fichach lo ochelach, right? That even if you said that what's it called la korban, we're not because mitoch lav ata mitoch hein ata shomei alav, but because we're saying when a person says la korban lo ochelach, he means I'm not going to eat from you because what I'm going to eat is like a korban. So it's not that we're saying that la korban lo ochelach. It's not going to be a korban what I'm not going to eat, meaning what I'm going to eat is be a korban. That would not go according to Reb Meir. But it could go according to Reb Meir because Reb Meir holds la korban lo ochelach means whatever I'm not going to eat from you should be like a korban. Right? So the chorav, so the sefer goes like Reb Meir, and the reisha doesn't go like Reb Meir. Hada omer la korban, hada omer lo la korban. Where he said la korban, so then you can what's it called, tight it up to mean that it is what I'm not going to eat from you should be like a korban. But where he said lo la korban, the lo havi korban komer, then you have to come on to mitoch la vatasho meahein. That is not Reb Meir. Rashi, Masnisen the Hachalok Tani Dlahavi Mutter Ella Hakorban Shochel, the low Korban Shochel, the Hachi Reb Meir he, the low Reb Yehuda, Ema Seifa, the Korban Lo Ochelach Mutter, Vosnan Beidach Pirkin, La Korban Lo Ochelach, right, is what's it called, is Osir, according to Reb Meir. Hada Omer La Korban Osir, Umasnisen Diktani Mutter, the Omer Lo Le Korban, the Mashma Lo Lahavi Korban Mashalo Ochelach. What I'm not going to eat from you is not considered like a korban, but what I'm going to eat from you is considered like a korban. That doesn't go like Reb Meir. Dim ochel havi korban, the hainu mechlal lav hain. The lesser, Reb Meir mechlal lav hain. Zeinochinami. The Mishnah goes like Reb Meir, and it's consistent throughout completely, and it's talking in the Sefer where it says la korban, which means that where lo la korban, that's when it's mutter. But if you said la korban, then even according to Reb Meir, it's also. Okay, shvua lo ochelach, ha shvua sheochelach, lo shvua lo ochelach aser. All these are the shonos of shvua and iser. Shvua lo ochelach, ha shvua sheochel aser. Kin refarish min mara, the hai sheochel lo ochel mashma. Sheochel doesn't mean what I'm going to eat. Sheochel means what I'm not going to eat. The Gemara is going to express how that is. Kolomar shvua tehei chol alai im ochel. If I'll eat, then the shvua will be chalami, meaning I'm not going to eat. The high shvua lekalameimer dechaye shvua kamer. And here we can say, like we say by korban, that if a person says korban lo ochaloch, right, that it's not aser because he's nishba bechaye korban and there's no mitzias of a chaye korban. The shvua less be mamish kamo be korban el shvua mamish kamer. Right, by shvua the whole shvua is ain bo mamish. It's on the gavra. On the chefsus. You can't say he was nishba b'chayi korban. He's making himself usher as if it would be a korban. So it's a shvua that's chal on him. And therefore by a shvua it doesn't make a difference. Lo shvua lo olach usher afil Reb Meir. Even according to Reb Meir, who says we don't say michla lava toshamea hein. Right? So it's, here we would say lo shvua lo olach means what I'm not going to eat from you shouldn't be a shvua. Mashma, what I'm going to eat from you should be a shvua that's usher. Right? No. That's not the reason why it's aser. I feel Reb Meir. The Hachi Garmina Masechet Shvuas. The Bishvua Israel Reb Meir Mechlal Lavatashomayahein. By Reb Meir, even though he holds normally, you don't say Mechlal Lavatashomayahein, but there's a special ribui by Shvua that you do say it. So even Reb Meir holds Michlal Lava Tashomayahein by Shvuas, even though he doesn't hold it by Nedarim. Okay, Rav Gemara. Michlal de Hosh Shvuas She'Ochelach de Lo Achil Namashma. Right? That when a person says Shvuas She'Ochelach means that I take a Shvua that I'm not going to eat from you. Right? Not Shvua what I'm going to eat from you, but I'm not going to eat. V'raminu Shvua Shtayim She'Hein Arba. Right? There's two kinds of shuas, which really branch off into four. She'ochel v'shelo ochel. Right? I make a shvua on the future. I'm going to eat or not going to eat. She'ochalti v'shelochalti. And a shvua on the past. So there's two, future and past. And each one has two variations. Right? The future is that I'm going to eat or I'm not going to eat in the future. Right? Or the past, I ate. I make a shvua that I ate something or Midikomer shelo ochel shoachalti v'shelo achalti michlal d'shoachel loch d'achil namashva. Since it says what's it called shvua shelo ochel means what's it called either shoachalti of shelo achalti michlal, that when you said shvua shoachel loch means you're going to eat, not you're not going to eat, right? We see Rashi shoachel shtei l'shonos mashma. Well, we get it. Okay, so let's see the Gemara. So the mashma, Omar Abaye, she'ochel shtei lashonos mashma. No, it's possible that when a person says shvua she'ochel, he could mean either that I am going to eat or I'm not going to eat. It depends on the context. Hoyu misarvin bolechol, if they were trying to force him or convince him to eat. V'omar achilna achilna, right? V'su shvua she'ochel, right? They're trying to convince him to eat. And he said, okay, I'll eat, and not only that, I take a shvua that I'll eat. Then it means that he's going to eat. Because since the context is that he's strengthening what he said to begin with. Right? They're telling him, eat. He says, okay, I'll eat, a shvua I'll eat. Then it's what he means that he's going to eat. Dachilna mashma. Aval omer lo achilna. Right? But if he said, look, I'm not going to eat from you. I'm not eating anything. And not only that, I take a shvua. What's it called? That I'm going to eat. In other words, what I'm saying is, I take a shvua that I'm not going to eat. Right? If I eat, I'm going to be over a shvua. That's what he means. If I eat, I'll be over a shvua. So meaning shvua, I'm not going to eat from you. And the context was that he's telling them they're not going to eat. Then delo achil mekomer. Then it means sheochel in that context means I'm not going to eat. Rashi. She'ochel shtei l'shonos mashma. Hayu masar v'matzirin. They were trying to convince him, pressuring him. She'ochel that he should eat. V'omer achil nach. He said, okay, I'll eat. U'mitoch kach omer shvua she'ochel. Not only that, I swear I'll eat. Mashma d'achil nachom. But then for sure it means that the shvua that I'm going to eat. Kolom hayu masar v'mbo elamiyatzmo omer shvua she'ochel. Okay. Ravashi omer. Hodik. Oh, no, we didn't get it yet. Okay. So that's the, what's it called? Ravashi Omar. So that's what, even the Mishnah's mashma. She'ochel means I won't eat, is in the context where he was saying, look, I'm not going to eat, and I take a shvua about eating. That means not eating. Ravashi Omar, she'ochel de shvua, she'i ochel ko'omar. Right? He didn't say she'ochel. He said she'i ochel. She'i ochel means I'm not going to eat. See, she over here, the she has to be vocalized, she'i. That's what Ravashi says. And where it says, came pshita, that's the case that he said, she'i ochel, then he said, I'm not going to eat. What's the havamina? My lememra, mao desema, lemekam lishnehu, di iskale. He got tripped up with his language. He really wanted to say, to eat. But he said it in such a way that it sounded not to eat. So I might think he just tripped up in his language, and therefore it's not a shvua. Kamash Mullah know that when he said that, that's what he meant. Abaya lo omer tam kravashi delok tani she'i ochel. Right? Why didn't Abaya say like Ravashi? Why did Ravaya say the case is talking where they're, what's it called, where he's saying, I'm not going to eat, and I take a shvua about what I'm eating. Right? Why didn't he say that it's talking in the case where he said she'i, like Ravashi? Right? So he didn't say it because it doesn't say she'i. It says she'ochel. Right? It doesn't say that he vocalized it she'i ochel. Ravashi nadi mintam d'abaya. Why did Ravashi avoid the reason of Abaya? Kisover shelo ochel nami mashma shtei l'shonos. Because shelo ochel also is mashma two things. Because shelo ochel could also mean two things. So why did the Mishnah say one legabe ochel and the other one legabe lo ochel? The same way you can say that ochel could mean two things, shelo ochel could mean two things. For instance, hayim sarvim balecho, they were trying to convince him to eat. Va'omer lo achilna, lo achilna. Right? And he said, no, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to eat. Va'omer nami shvua, ben shochel, ben shelo ochel. Hadein achilna mashma. Right? He said, I'm not going to eat. So whether he said she'ochel or shelo ochel, it means that he's what's it called? He's not going to eat. In other words, you think I'm going to eat by you? Right. So it depends on the context. If the case she'ochel, it's in that context means he's not going to eat. The ik of the truth say nami lishna shvua shelo ochel shvua delo achil nekomer. Now you could say the same thing on the case of shvua shelo ochel. That there's a case where it would mean what's it called that I'm not going to eat. Elatana paska she'ochel da'achilna mashma b'shelo ochel lo ochel mashma. The Tana therefore said when he said she'ochel he means all the time what's it called that I'm going to eat, and when he said shelo ochel it means that I'm not going to eat, and then the context can change it. Rashi. Rav Ashi Omer hadiktani hashvua she'ochel. She'iochel k'tani. Ulahachi aser delo achilnahu. Right? She'ochel means she'iochel. So he said, Betherish, I'm not going to eat. Pshita devade ikomer she'iochel vadi lo achilnahu v'aser. What's the chiddush in the Mishnah? Vadi, if the guy says, I make a shua, I'm not going to eat, he's not going to eat. If he said she'iochel, what's the chiddush? Now the same. Haide komer she'iochel, make him lishne. Kolomer tikkun haloshenu. Right? That when he said she'ochel v'daitu ha'yelomer she'ochel, really wanted to say she'ochel, but he got tripped up in his language. V'nisko, he tripped up. V'omar she'ochel, but he never really meant to say he's not going to eat. He meant he's going to eat. V'neima la'olam la'havi kamanda omer she'ochel. Kamash malon de'lo devave osur. No, if he said it, that's what he meant. Abaye la'omer b'taim edravashi de'lo k'tani bitmas nisan she'ochel. Didn't say she'ochel, say she'ochel. Right, so to tighten it up, that when he said she'ochel, he said she'iochel is corrupting the Mishnah. Ravashi havinadi nodud v'sur. Why did he avoid the reason of Abaya? Matamid Abaya dichi hayu misarvin bolecho, because he holds that you could learn the same thing lo lechol and echol can either mean one way or the other according to the context. Dichi hayu misarvin bolecho, they were trying to convince him to eat. V'omer lo achil no lo achil, and he said, no, I'm not going to eat. V'su omer shvua beinim omer shvua she'ochel beinim omer shvua shelo ochel mashma deka omer achilna. Right, and then he said, I'm not going to eat. So what's it called? Then later, if he said shvua she'ochel, it doesn't make a difference if he said shelo ochel or ochel. Right, imar shvua she'ochel mashma ka omer achilna dehachi ka omer bitmia. He said, you think I'm going to eat? And I make a shvua that I'm not going to eat. That meaning I'm a shvua if I eat by you. It's in Russian bitmia. The hachikomer bitmia lo achilna lo achilna shvua she'ochel bevaday imomer shvua shelo ochel hadin mashma nami da achilna mashma lo achilna shvua I lo achilna v'haynu chad lishna. It also means the same thing, right? Since they were trying to make him eat, and he said, "No, I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to eat." And he said, "Not only a shvua, do you think I'm going to eat?" Or, I'm not going to eat. Either way, the context of what he's making the shvua is he's not going to eat. V'ha ika nami litrut, say b'nichusa. And this is all part of the reason why Rav Ashi didn't say like Abaya. D'mashma lishna achrina, v'hai d'omer shvua shelo ochel, d'lo achilna mashma, d'hai d'omer lo achilna b'nichusa komer. You can say when he said lo achilna, he means I'm not going to eat. If the context is that he's taking a shvua stam not to eat. Im kein lo have lo la have osir I nami ki om masnis and shvua lo ochel elavade less of the time of Abaya, because according to Abaya you could have explained either part of the Mishnah either way, right? There's no hechrich anymore. It depends on the context. Elavade tana b'meseches shvuos de she'ochel de achil na mashma velo inyan acher. It must be that when it says lo achil na what's it called the she'ochel, it means I'm going to eat. Now I'm not going to eat. Elamai had to say it's talking she'i ochel. Then it means you're not going to eat. V'shelo ochel mashma d'lo achilna v'lo dover acher. You can't go by the context. When a guy says shelo ochel, it means not going to eat. When he says she'ochel, it means he's going to eat. Therefore, Rav Ashi couldn't have said it depends on the context. He had to say that when he said she'ochel over here, he didn't mean she'ochel, he said she'i ochel. And then it means, well, hilkach mitaris masnisen she'i ochel. Because she'ochel vade lav mashma, ele iomer dachilna. Right, therefore, if he said lo ochel, it vade means I'm not going to eat, and when he said ochel, it vade means he's going to eat. And the only time that means she'ochel means I'm not going to eat is if you said she'i ochel, but not she'ochel. Okay, zech homer b'shvuos from bedorim. The homer b'nedorim b'shvuos. Right, there is a strictness that applies to shvuos that doesn't apply to nedorim, and homer of nedorim b'shvuos. And there's a homer now of nedorim b'shvuos. The Gemara's going to discuss what's the homer of the shvuos from nedorim. Which case was that, and which is the case over here? Ketzot. Where's the case where a neder is more homer than a shvuah? Omar konim sukkah she'ani oseh, right? I make a neder that I'm not going to build a sukkah, right? The sukkah is osur to me. Lulav shaninoto, I make the lulav osur to me. The chetz of the lulav is osur to me. The chetz of the sukkah. Tfilin shani meniyah, right? And the tfilin that I would put on are osur to me. Binidorim osur, by a neder it's osur. Because I can make the chefza of the mitzvah usher to me, and now I can't do it because I can't be over my neder, right? I'm not ushering myself from putting on tefillin. I'm ushering the tefillin. I'm ushering the sukkah, right? That I can usher the lulav. B'shvuas mutter. By shvua though, ein nishvoin levatal samitzah. Because by shvua I'm not making the sukkah, the lulav, and the tefillin usher. I'm saying I'm not going to be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin or the mitzvah of lulav or the mitzvah of sukkah, and I'm meshubet and mushba mehar sinai. So shvua can't be mevatel the original shvua. I have a shvua that I have to keep, but I can't make a shvua against that. We'll see. We're going to learn from place to she'ein nishboim la'avro al mitzvos. The shvua which is chal on the person, so the person is mechuyev to do the mitzvah. You can't make a shvua to take away your chiyuv, but by neder, I'm making the chefts of the sukkah, the chefts of the lulav, the chefts of the tefillin osur to me. We don't make a person do something that's osur to him, right? It's not that I'm saying that I'm not going to be mekayim the mitzvah, right? I'm not making a din on my kiyum ha-mitzvah. I'm ushering the chefts of the mitzvah. The chefts of the mitzvah, mele, what's it called, becomes osur to me. And we don't force a person to do something that's osur to him. Rashi, zechom rabbi shvuos midorin. Chada amorin shvuah shlo ochel to be shvuah sasa medarim mutter. The chomer of shvuah from the darim is by a shvuah. If you said shlo ochel, right? By a shvuah it's asur, and by the darim it's mutter. And the Gemara is going to discuss why it's just chomer. Is it mutter? Is it asur? Whatever, just less chomer or whatever. That's what we'll get to tomorrow. Okay.